It's a delightfully twisty idea. A semi-fictional play about a real-life man whose pursuit of truth leads him to invent an imaginary character. Throw in a little bondage, some lesbian sex, a three-way love story, and an iconic comic book heroine, and you have Lasso of Truth, Marin Theatre Company's wickedly perceptive and proudly kinky new play by Carson Kreitzer. Directed with astonishing dexterity by Jason Minidakis, Lasso is a kind of speculative origin story, offering a possible glimpse into the life of inventor William Marston. His creations included an early version of the lie detector and the very first female superhero, Wonder Woman. That much is true. In Lasso of Truth, Marston is the inventor, played with excellent depth by Nicholas Rose. A psychologist with a taste for sexual danger, he's happily married to the wife. Jessa Bree Marino is absolutely sensational here. The chief breadwinner of the family, she also indulges her husband's peculiar tastes for bedroom bondage games. Now, there's no evidence that the real Marston was into bondage, but he did study the subjects of domination and submission, and the earliest Wonder Woman comics do have that famous lasso, part lie detector and part, well, part lasso. And apparently, as in the play, he really did have a long-time three-way polyamorous marriage that included his research assistant, here called the Amazon, played by Liz Sklar with plenty of sexy electric energy. Kreitzer's script touches on the idea that the women in this relationship might have had as much attraction to each other as Marston had for them, or they for him, a realization that hits him hard when he discovers them engaging in their own bondage games without him. Of course, by then, crushed that his lie detector has not transformed the world into the better, more truthful place he dreams of, Marston has already fused the best elements of his two lovers into the character of Wonder Woman, which he sells to DC Comics with himself as the series writer. The play would have had plenty of chewy material right there, but Kreitzer also throws in The Girl and The Guy, a contemporary woman on a quest for the original Wonder Woman comic book, and the sensitive collector who won't part with it. Kreitzer uses these modern characters to explore the impact Wonder Woman has had on generations of girls who grew up idolizing WW, and the feminist significance of the rope-cracking Amazon comes out in these scenes, which start to make Lasso seem a bit stretched and overladen with ideas. There is, to say the least, a lot of stuff going on in this play. The live-action scenes pivot from the past to the present. Onstage screens show comic book images and captions that move the story along. Expert sound effects create the feeling of being inside a cartoon. Animated sequences show Gloria Steinem waxing philosophical about the importance of Wonder Woman. And a monstrous talking lie detector pops up here and there as a kind of comic book supervillain. The play strains at times beneath the weight of so many ideas. Still, the pleasures of the play far outweigh the faults. Brilliantly executed, passionately acted, Lasso of Truth is as bold and original, as entertaining and groundbreaking as the lasso-wielding, truth-telling, game-changing Amazon who inspired it. Lasso of Truth runs Tuesday through Sunday through March 16th at Marin Theatre Company, marintheatre.org. I'm David Templeton, Second Row Center for KRCB.